We are just days away from 2020, and you may be thinking about a New Year's resolution, how you might improve your life. And yes, I know resolutions usually fail, but in the spirit of optimism, we thought we'd take a look at a few places around the world where people commonly live long and healthy lives well past 100 years. Dan Buettner is a National Geographic Fellow. He's visited these places, which he calls Blue Zones, and he's author of the book Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. Dan, welcome and happy holidays.
It's a delight to be here.
All right. And why are these places where people are living happily into old age called blue zones?
Well, we know they live a long time and found them almost 20 years ago. Originated the original blue zone in Sardinia. The demographer we work with was using a blue pen as he drew concentric circles on a map as we zeroed in on the blue zone, the area with the highest concentration of male centenarians in the world.
And so what was the secret in Sardinia?
The women wear the pants there. So there's a theory that the men live a long time there, but women carry the stress. It's a matriarchal community. They have a type of wine called Cannonau that has the highest levels, known highest levels of polyphenols in the world. And the longevity phenomena is not found among the farmers. It's only found among the shepherds. And they're doing regular low-intensity physical activity every day and taking naps.
Wow. So since then, you found others. You've gone to the island of Ikaria in Greece, Okinawa, Japan, in Costa Rica, the Nicoya Peninsula. Is there something that these places have in common? They're all by the ocean. Are they eating fish?
Actually, all the blue zones, the island blue zones, the populations are away from the sea. Actually, they ate very little seafood. The organizing principle in all of these blue zones, and I've written about this for 15 years, is not that they try to live longer. It ensues from living in the right environment. But still, at a certain point, I realized that the entry point for most people when they're thinking about healthier habits is through their mouth. That's why I wrote the Blue Zone Kitchen and specifically focused on what centenarians ate over the last 100 years that explains their longevity.
Then there was Loma Linda, California, where there's a group of Seventh-day Adventists who live about a decade longer than most other Americans. Were you surprised at all to find one of these in the United States?
Well, we went out searching for it, and we used data from the National Institutes on Health. We first focused in Minnesota, where I'm from. You have a very high concentration of centenarians. That's because the young people have left. But there's something about these Adventists. You know, they tend to celebrate their Sabbath on Saturday, so they have one day where they completely downshift. And they take their diet directly from the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, where God talks about every plant that bears seeds and every tree that bears fruit. So they're mostly vegetarian or vegan, and that, we believe, explains some of their extraordinary life expectancy.
So these people are living a long time, but are they happy?
About 80% of the same factors that get you to a healthy age, 95, say, are also the ones that make you happy. So the ingredients going on in these blue zones are they have a sense of purpose. They have strong social network. They tend to be religious. They live in communities where every time they go to work or to school or to friend's house, it occasions a walk. So, you know, these are places where they're living quality lives for a long time and avoiding the diseases that are killing Americans.
Are the people who are living in these blue zones still living this way? In other words, like, are the younger generations prone to the sedentary lifestyles and the junk food that the rest of us are?
They are, because this 500-year tradition of eating is disappearing. And probably within a half a generation, there'll be no more blue zones.
Now, I understand you've tried to take this to different neighborhoods across the country. Are you able to replicate what's going on in Sardinia in a place like Minnesota?
Yes. So I have a big team of about 150 people and entire cities like Fort Worth, Texas, and Orlando, Florida, and areas in Los Angeles have brought us aboard to lower obesity rates and lower smoking rates and increase physical activity levels. But again, the secret goes back to this notion that if you try to change your behavior, you're beating a dead horse. Mm-hmm. But you can change people's environments to make the healthy choice, the easy choice, or the unavoidable choice. And when you systematically do that through the food systems and the built environment, tobacco environment, you can really get a lot done in a 3 to 5 year time horizon.
And how are you doing that?
Well, my teams have three squads. We have one squad that works with city council to adopt policies that favor healthy food over junk food, favor the pedestrian over the motorist, and favor the smoker over the non-smoker. And then we administer a Blue Zone certification program for restaurants, schools, grocery stores, churches, and workplaces, so that when those places change their policy and their designs to nudge people into moving more and eating less, we reward them with certification. And then the third squad works with about 15% of the adult population to help them find their sense of purpose. And we put them in this these committed social circles we call MOI. So it's people, places, and policy. You have to stick to it for 3 to 5 years. But every city we've worked in, and we've worked in about 50 American cities, we've seen their health outcomes improve.
I see a survey that you've written about from Naples, Florida. 17% of the people who participated said that they lost weight. Nearly 70% said that they made new friends. I assume this is not a scientific study. But again, the problem seems to be that if you live in a traditional Blue Zone, you've been living this way your entire life since the day that you were born. The challenge for these folks is to do it late in life. So how hard is it for people to stay with it?
Well, diets fail for 97% of people who try them, because you're depending on your own willpower and discipline, and you're doing it in a vacuum. So the idea behind this group in Naples, we got 140 people to agree to join a social circle, a MOI. We coupled them with four or five other people, and we simply challenged them to eat plant-based food for 3 months. And actually, the results were astounding. We saw people begin to reverse diabetes. One lady lost 37 pounds, and collectively, we saw their life expectancy go up by almost a century in just 3 months.
So someone may be listening to this. It's the end of the year. We're at the dawn of a new decade even, and you know it's resolution time. What do you suggest someone does if they say, I want to try to live like this?
Yeah, first of all, accept the notion that eating a whole plant-based diet is going to lessen your chance of disease. If your resolution should not be, I'm going to cut calories, it should be, no, I'm going to learn a half a dozen plant-based recipes that I like, because if you taste them and you'll like them, you'll keep doing it. And finally, if you create a social network of people who also enjoy these types of food. So if you're getting together with people around hamburgers and baby back ribs, that's what you're going to eat. Whereas if you get around vegetarians and vegans or people who share a Blue Zone dietary approach, it's going to be mindless when you get together with them that you're going to eat healthier foods without trying.
But if
and
you're
that
not,
will last.
But if you're not used to eating a plant-based diet and you like to have burgers and ribs, what do you do?
Again, I think you have to try some new recipes until you find one you like. I mean, the idea behind this book is we gathered 100 recipes from Italy and Greece and Asia and Latin America. So no matter what your palate is, you know, the secret to making plant-based food taste good is oil, herbs, and spices. So we don't know how to make beans taste good in this country. People in Blue Zones make these beautiful stews and minestrones and these salads out of beans that are beautifully spiced and baked. And, you know, if we took the culinary effort we put into bone marrow and pork belly, it'd be no problem finding foods, even for carnivores, that they love to eat that aren't going to better their chance of heart disease or cancer or diabetes.
Now, do you live this way, eat this way?
I do. I just had beans for breakfast, believe it, and then a smoothie with blueberries, and I'm looking at it right now, with blueberries and spinach in it and a little bit of soy milk.
All right. Well, Dan Buettner, I wish you a happy 2020 and a long life. You're a National Geographic Fellow and author of The Blue Zone's Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you when you're 100.
I hope so. Dan loves his beans. He eats up to a cup every day, so that may not be for everybody. Anyways, if you do have a secret for a long and happy life and you want to share it with us, we're at hereandnow.org.